Hi, everybody, and thanks for logging on to the ClevelandBrowns.com and the Cleveland Browns mobile app. He's Nathan Zagura. I'm Andy Baskin. I'm still trying to figure out how the Browns lost that game on a bizarre ending when Will Hill ends up taking the ball all the way back after a blocked kick. You have any explanations?
It's one of those things that at this point of the season, nothing surprises you anymore. The Browns go from kicking the field goal to win the game or miss it and go to overtime to sitting at 2-9, block kick, 64 yards, return the touchdown by Will Hill. It is just one of those things. How does this happen? Austin Davis comes in. It looks like the game is over. He comes in relief of Josh McCown. They have 3rd and 19. He converts it. The game would have been over if they don't get that first down. He converts it. Then he hits Travis Benjamin for 42 yards for a touchdown. And the Browns tie it up. Then they get an interception for matchup. I told you he would give you the ball. He threw a pick six. Then he gives you an interception. You're in Ravens territory. All of a sudden, though, clock runs. No timeouts are used. Austin Davis slides inbounds. It was a series of bizarre events. And I guess they say bad things come in three. No timeout, bad. Sliding inbounds, bad. Block kick, return to the house. Bad.
All right, outside of the slide, what do we think of Austin Davis moving forward, and does he get the start on Sunday?
I like to go to that word, moxie. Showed a little bit of moxie in there. You saw the way he came in the huddle. He was confident, and he came in and played pretty well. Got his first pass in a tough situation, 3rd and 9, missed it, but then calmed down, and on that touchdown drive, 6 of 6 for 71 yards, and the score looked very good, very poised. Showed some athletic ability on the scramble. Not sure why he slid in bounds, but that's okay. It's something you can build on, a guy young in his career. So I think going forward, though, we've probably seen the last of Josh McCown. It's just tough for him to stay healthy. He's gotten banged up so much this year. Austin Davis looked good, but maybe we don't know. Could it have been a one-week suspension for Johnny Manziel, basically, or a one-week punishment? Does he get an opportunity? I don't know. But either way, we're going to get a look at a young quarterback the rest of the way for the Browns.
All right. Yeah, on the injury front, Justin Gilbert ends up leaving the game with a concussion. That defensive secondary has been beat up all season.
They have been, but I thought they played well. Kaywan Williams moved in that number two corner. Jim O'Neill said he had been the best defensive back all year long. He showed that playing there. Charles Gaines had some nice plays at the end of the game as well. So when in this game especially, you had Hayden was out, Pierre Desir was a healthy and active. So when that injury came, all of a sudden they were thin in the secondary, but they did the job at the end of the game, the secondary. Unfortunately, just a crazy thing. Special teams, it's all three phases, right? Offense, defense, special teams. The game started with the Baltimore Ravens returning a punt for a touchdown. It ended with them returning a blocked field goal for a touchdown, and you just can't overcome 14 points like that that you hand to the other team on special teams.
He's Nathan Zagura. I'm Andy Baskin. Thank you for logging on to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Cleveland Browns mobile app.